Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jan Barnes. She's the development director at Ave Maria Village. And Jan, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking time, Jan. We always appreciate having you on to Let's Talk About It, and very excited to talk about this first ever event you'll be doing. It's going to be a bike run on August 27th at Harley-Davidson. And I mean, the idea for a bike run, where did this come from, Jan?
Maybe running out of ideas. I don't know.
Well, you guys do, you guys are in the process, obviously, of renovations and everything.
Right.
Always use different fundraisers. You guys do a lot of different fundraisers,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do. We've done 4 different fundraisers in less than a month right now.
Whoa.
I'm tired.
I bet. That's a lot of fundraising. So the bike run coming up Sunday, August 27th. Can you give us some details about that, Jen?
Yeah, it's going to start out at Harley-Davidson.
Okay.
Registration will be from 10 to 11:45, and kickstands will be up at noon.
Perfect. Okay, and the cost for riding in the run?
It's $20 for each rider and $10 for each passenger.
Perfect. And, is there a set route and everything, too, with this, Jan?
They do have a set route.
They do, okay.
And we think we should be done about 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
We'll be having some good food made by our volunteers and myself.
You guys always do good food.
And there will be silent auction at the end of it also. Okay. And if there's food left over, people who are there that aren't a part of it can also buy food for $5.
Perfect. So Jan, this leaves at, from Harley-Davidson. Does it meet back at Harley-Davidson afterwards too?
No.
Okay.
But they told me I'm not supposed to say where they go or where they end.
Because you don't want people showing up after just
that's
for the food.
Right.
I get it. Smart. Jan Barnes, Development Director, Ave Maria Village, joining us on Let's Talk About It. So the fundraising has been, a lot of fundraising for Ave Maria, Jan. And so let's talk about what those proceeds are going towards. We've talked about phase one here on Let's Talk About It before. And I'm sure that's what the proceeds will be going towards, right?
Right. It'll be going to phase one of our capital campaign for private rooms.
Okay. And those private rooms, how close are they to being finished? We're going to be able to use them soon,
okay.
Right?
Okay. I think you forgot what phase one is.
Yeah, I think
phase
I did.
Phase one is getting ready for the old to meet the new. So we're renovating the old building right now.
Right, okay.
So far we have gotten a new phone system where each resident has their own private line at no cost to them.
Awesome.
And there are many features that will help the staff who are working with the residents. Just for example, in the evening and at nights when the phone rings, they don't have to run back now to the nurse's station. They can answer it where they are.
Oh, excellent.
And there are many other features that will help them also.
Okay, good. Yeah, that was the big thing too, Jen, was the old meeting the new.
Right.
And that's
right.
A huge part of the phase one then. What other things is phase one covered, Jen?
Well, we have raised enough money to remodel the 2 bathing suites.
Okay.
There are 4 neighborhoods. And 2 neighborhoods go to each bathing suite.
Okay.
So we have got new whirlpool tubs that are easier to get in and for the residents to get in and out of. Mm-hmm. We have changed the layout so it is easier for the staff to work with them. And we are making them spa-like. They will really, really be nice.
That sounds really nice.
And we've raised the money for that. So it's scheduled to be done this month. So everyone is really looking forward to that.
Good. And all the fundraising, obviously, paying off then for the residents, for you guys, and which is really nice to know. And right now, raising money to remodel the kitchen as well, Jen.
Yep, that's what we're working on now. It is a 55-year-old kitchen.
Wow.
It was made when they built the building. And it's never been remodeled, so you can kind of imagine what they're working with.
Yeah, he's trying to think back 50 years.
Oh, yeah. So they want to make more homemade foods and more baked goods, but there's hardly any counter space available. And we will not be able to enlarge the kitchen.
Okay.
But we can change it around so that it's conducive to what they want to do. They really need all updated appliances too. They've made this do for many years, but it's time.
And now this kitchen, Jan, this is accessible to the residents as well and everybody who's there, right?
It's not accessible.
Oh, it's not. Oh, okay.
This is where they make the food.
Where they make the food for the residents.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
And for the Heritage Center tenants too.
Right. Okay. Very good. Thank you for clearing that up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jan Barnes again, development director, Ave Maria Village. I mean, this must be pretty pricey, and that's why you guys have been holding a lot of these fundraisers.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet what it's going to cost, but we know it's going to be expensive. Yeah. I mean, you can imagine just doing your own kitchen, how much that is.
Yeah, and mom's been talking about that for a while.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot. Yeah.
And this is a major, major kitchen. It's very large. So I really want that change so they can do what they want to do. And that's not taking food from the freezer to the oven.
Right.
It's more handmade things. So the residents will love that.
Yeah, being able to prepare.
Mm-hmm. And our volunteers are also getting into the action. We have had 4 events in the last month, with the last one now being the motorcycle run.
Okay.
They're working towards getting the kitchen new dessert and snack carts.
Oh, nice.
These carts are a lot smaller, so you can see over them. Some of these are so big. I mean, you know, things are much bigger from before.
Yeah.
And then they have reusable hard plastic coffee mugs and glasses, which eliminates the styrofoam waste. We are going green.
Excellent.
The lids are biodegradable, and they have sip spots, so coffee drinkers are less likely to burn themselves on the hot coffee.
Wow.
And the dessert carts take the desserts down to the satellite clinics each day.
This has been a huge project, Jan. It sounds like you've been very busy with this for quite some time.
Yes, yes.
Wow. So is that kind of the last thing for phase one, or are we looking for phase two anytime soon?
You know, it has been a busy time, but I think the residents deserve all these things and much, much more, because we love them and we want the very best for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing, after we get the kitchen done, and I don't know when that'll be, don't ask me, we'll be taking all the old wallpaper off the walls and giving everything a new, fresh coat of paint.
Okay.
Then when this is done, it'll be like a whole new place, and it'll be ready to meet the building that we add on the private rooms.
Awesome. Very good. Very exciting time for Ave Maria Village. And of course, Jan has been working hard. All the volunteers have been working hard. And you can help out again the upcoming motorcycle run on Sunday, August 27th at Harley-Davidson. You can get registered then at about 10 to 11:45. That's when that will be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And just fundraisers upon fundraisers. And Jan, are we looking forward to more fundraisers this year, or are we kind of wrapping up the fundraising part?
Well, we'll still have our Christmas event, which we always have.
The big
have.
Christmas event.
Yeah.
Right.
But outside of that, I think that's all for the events this year.
Wow. Well, but I mean, we'll be back next year, right?
Right.
Jan, if anybody has questions about Ave Maria or about the ongoing renovations or about the bike run, where would you suggest they go to get more information about
that? They can call me at 952-5677.
5677. Excellent. Very good. Jan, anything else you want to add in there?
Well, you know, besides the events, there are so many ways that people are giving. We have very faithful donors who send all their memorials to us. We are naming rooms for the new addition for $10,000. And so far we have 9 of them named.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Donors are giving gifts from their IRAs, and we have had good results from all the events. So some of them are giving to our newly formed endowment fund, and some are just walking in and giving us gifts to help this capital campaign out. There are just so many ways to give. Some people are including us in their wills now.
Wow.
I think everyone realizes that we are all going to get old. And you never know when you'll have to be in a nursing home, whether it's just for a few weeks for rehab or for an extended stay.
Yeah.
I know I would want a private room and everything very nice if I ever have to go into a nursing home. So
yeah.
I think that what our veterans have done for us and what our parents have done for us, we owe them the very best that we can give them in their older age.
Well put. I love it. Thank you so much, Jen. And get out there. Help out Ave Maria. The bike run coming up on Sunday, August the 27th. And Jan, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you so much.